the greatest driving album in Australia, I reckon. Blues Across the River. Yugal are from the Roper Valley, from Nooka, and that part of the country is renowned for freakish guitar players and essentially what you would call pub rock. So there were bands before Yugal. Broken English were a band that had some of the Yugal band members in it. And then there's Yugal. And this version of Yugal is a later version than, I think there was an earlier 60s version of Yugal. And of course, bands like the Lonely Boys and T-Lynx came out of Nooka. Yeah, coming back down on more cold. Coming back home to more cold. I said I'm going back down on more cold. There was a fella by the name of Tony Joyce who was a guitarist for Johnny O'Keefe, I think, who spent a lot of time in Nooka, and some people believe that the guitar culture of Nooka has come directly from Tony. People from Nooka are, there's some mixed communities there. So I think it's partly because people seriously don't want to use traditional cultural content for contemporary music. And I think probably the influence of guitarists like Tony Joyce have created that pub rock feel. But it's all, you know, English or Creole based and heavy guitar.
The country around Nooka is quite different to a Galawinku, for example, isn't it?
Yeah, very different country. And the languages are different too. And, you know, there's a theory, not so much a theory, but the language of northeast Arnhem Land of Galawinku is a very beautiful, flowing language, almost like the sea, and it comes associated with the didgeridoo and a long association with Macassans. Nooka, again, is a community that's made up of different clans, different people from within Arnhem Land. So instead of one cultural piece of content exerting itself, the community have almost decided that something new, something that's not culturally based, is, and certainly the music and the language reflect the country. And I think that's the same anywhere you go across Arnhem Land. When the country changes, you can almost bet, make a sure bet that the language changes as well.
The members of Yugal?
Well, the key members, there's a few that have passed away now, but the two key members are Danny Thompson and Kevin Rogers. Danny in particular is a genuine blues player or singer, and when they recorded their first and only album, it had a guest appearance with Chris Wilson, the legendary Australian harmonica, blues harmonica player, and he just loved working with those guys down there. He went down to Nooka and loved working with them and produced, I think, a really unique album. The greatest driving album in Australia, I reckon. Blues Across the River.
How did they learn these incredible blues guitar skills?
That's a really good question. It's like, how do these bands rehearse when they've got nowhere to rehearse and got no instruments? It's hard to say. With the younger bands, you've got a reason to say, well, they probably watch it on YouTube, but it's hard to say where these guys picked up the skills. But, you know, they're renowned as musicians who don't
follow the rules or don't know the rules of, you know, particularly guitar playing. Therefore, they do things that other guitarists look at and go, how did they do that? So I don't know. I think I'd have to say it's just an innate ability to connect with the instrument.
What was the recording experience like for Blues Across the River?
It was hot. Nookers are hot. It's a hot place. It was interesting because there was a couple of really funny stories going down there. There was a guy from Sydney who bought some recording gear over, and Roper Bar is a river crossing that you drive through the river, and then there's the Wilton. Well, we had about $10,000 worth of gear in the back of the Troopy driving there, and the Roper Bar was okay, but when we got to the Wilton, the water came up to the top of the bonnet and the engineer was just about dying because he thought all his gear was going underwater. But the Chris Wilson story is the best one. Chris caught a taxi from Katherine to Nooka, and the taxi driver was pretty pleased that he had an Australian music legend in the car, but the taxi driver got bogged and he was more pleased that he got to spend more time with Chris. That was his claim to fame. We set up in, I think it was in the youth centre or the women's centre. So, again, it wasn't a space that was built for recording, and we made the best of it with paddings, you know, whatever padding and stuff we could find. But it went pretty well. Everyone enjoyed the experience because it was the first time they'd had an experience, a proper recording experience. And the person that was in charge of that, I don't know if people will remember Steve Teagle or Barry Morgan, as he's famously become, he was in charge of the whole project. And Steve set up as best he could the recording studio. The Yugle album, when we launched it, Chris Wilson brought his band up and they played at Nooka.
Well, I'm standing out here in the rain, getting wet down to my toes. Now, if you don't let me in, baby, I think I'll die from cold. Be singing, oh dear, dear me. Oh dear.
Amazing to watch the kids at Nooka because Chris bought a guitarist, a really highly regarded guitarist by the name of Shannon Bourne, and the kids were just completely focused on watching his fingers on the guitar. And when Chris first came, Yugle did a little concert, and the kids couldn't understand how he could make that whistling noise with the harmonica. They couldn't see the harmonica, they just see his hands in front of his face in the... They were intrigued, completely intrigued. As I said, I think it's the greatest driving album Australian music has ever produced. especially when you drive in the territory. But just you have to be impressed with these guys who have no formal music training, who can pick up an instrument and play it as good as anyone in the world. You know, that still amazes me.